At the Tuesday, September 8th meeting of the Red Oak City Council, they did approve Resolution 2026-79, which hires 5 part-time employees for the fire department. Following the meeting, KCSI spoke with Mayor Tim Fridoff and City Administrator Lisa Cotter, and they tell us more.
Resolution 26-79, hiring of 5 part-time fire department employees, paramedic and EMT. Ultimately, this passed. So explain this to me a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I'll start and let Lisa chime in too. And it was a good explanation. You know, we've already have a number of part-timers, but sometimes there's open shifts that don't get filled. So this doesn't necessarily mean everybody's going to be getting all of these hours. These are just available people that will be willing to take shifts that come open within the department. So that just helps fill needs is all that does. They're not getting benefits or anything like that. They're not getting paid if they're not working. They sign up for a shift, then they get paid.
Yeah.
So it's not like we're putting a huge additional burden on anything at this point.
And all these people that take these full-time positions in the fire department have other jobs. And so, you know, it isn't like somebody's available all the time. So, again, as the mayor said, we put a shift out there. If people know or don't know, there's 3 full-time employees on each of our 3 crews in the department. We have a minimum staffing right now of 2. So if the first person asks off, then they can have off and we don't backfill right now. Obviously, everyone knows that we have been, you know, we worked through the process over the last 9 months with the 2080 agreements with the surrounding communities.
Yeah.
And the final step in some of the shifts that we're trying to make with the department are to come to some agreement with MCMH as they are requesting that we invest more time in making sure that we're available for transfers when our community hospital needs someone to be transferred to a facility based on the needs that cannot be taken care of here. So in order to do that, as I explained to the hospital, you have to be able to go from a minimum of 2 to backfilling the 3rd if someone's off. So anytime someone has vacation, sick, takes comp time, whatever their reason is for leave time, that person has to be backfilled. And then we still can't take a transfer with only 3 people there because it would leave 1 person for a 911 call. So that means that when there's transfers, we have to figure out a way to manage having a 4th person, whether that means someone's always on shift, or as I explained last night, we are hoping that we can get state approval for what's called a nurse exemption. So people who are RNs and have status and worked in environments that are similar to an ambulance, it doesn't mean that you could maybe be just at a nursing home in a facility like that that's not kind of urgent care. But when you critique each of their skills, the state can give them an exemption that they're not a normal paramedic status to be a provider in our ambulance. And so we're working through all of that. But so, as we do that, we have to ramp up part-time staff.
So this will hopefully help alleviate some of the issues there.
Yep.
It doesn't necessarily, these will be people on your bench, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Ready to put in whenever there's
if
a shift
we need
open.
Help and they're available.
Is there budget available for this, or how does this impact the budget?
Yeah, I believe you said there's already a $90,000 budget for part-time salaries.
Okay.
So it would just come out of that as needed.
Okay.
And so, I think each of the years we haven't spent anywhere close to that because, again, you know, it's not about whether you pick 3 people to be part-timers or 10 people to
and
be part-timers.
The shifts. Stuff.
It's not a guaranteed minimum number of hours.
Right.
We're asking them, as a part of the new crew that we hire, that they have to agree to at least take 2 shifts a month. And they can obviously take more than that. But there are definitely some people on the roster that Chief reached out to and said, hey, you're on the roster, kind of taking up a spot, but you're not really investing any time in taking shifts. And so.
Okay. That was approved unanimously.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks to Lisa Cotter and Tim Fridoff for their time and that information.